I found that people either want to know what gear to buy or what people recommend or what should they buy, or they want to show off the gear that they have. We're going to get into a lot of that, but Alexis, a developer buddy, is here to talk about how you can do both. There is a hack to see what the people that you are interested in are wearing and show off your gear. Gear is a big one. It always comes up in conversation. There's a lot of strong opinions about it. At the end of the episode, something very controversial. Question that has a lot of debate, and I'm going to kind of throw a surprise at Alexis too, you'll see. But developer, just fun to listen to, fun to talk to, brilliant. Alexis, the mastermind behind Buddy, which you know I'm a huge fan of. Where these conversations go, I think you're going to surprise you. We're going to really kind of get into some of this stuff about equipment. This one's a little different. I think you're going to love it. Buddy app with Alexis, talking about gear. Here we go. We're here to talk about the gear feature of the app, something we haven't really got into in some of the past interviews. Gear is something I get asked about daily. And every instructor, dive master, they're getting asked about gear constantly. And everybody always wants to say, what do you wear? Now, of course, you know my answer. You've been on my lives a few times. 10 minutes doesn't go by before someone asks me what I suggest. And my answer is always what's best for them. Anybody that tells you this is the one to get, that's not good advice. So you got to go for what's good for you and your environment and what your buddies are wearing. I've just found that they want to ask me because they don't know where to start.
I think it's, you know, gear is essential for diving. They go hand in hand. So of course people are going to want to know, which is why we created the place in your profile for people to add their gear. And you don't just have, say, like one BCD, you know, maybe you have two, maybe you've like evolved over time, you know, maybe you have them for different things. And this is good for people like me who just travel and have a ton of my own stuff to keep track of what I'm using where, but also for like the professionals like you to tell people, you know, I can't recommend like the best, but I can recommend what's best for me. And you can check out what's on my profile. So we just had a lot of people asking us about gear, wanting to list their gear, wanting to promote their gear. It goes hand in hand, especially with dive logs and computers, which we're currently working on now. So you can automatically sync those dives. But just in regards to like, what wetsuit did I wear on this dive and how much weight did I have? Was I wearing those gloves? Was I wearing that hood? Which mask was I wearing? So it's like, just nice to be able to keep track of it. And I guess for some people to also like flaunt it a bit too.
There's also like, I don't want to say a judgmental thing there, but I'll confess, I'm a little nervous. So we're here to talk about how you can add your gear to your profile and people can see it, you know, catch anybody up there. But I've put on my profile what I also use at Disney for my Disney job. And that's not what I would normally wear. Everyone has to wear the same thing there because everyone gets trained on the same thing. And yada, 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 right? And that's what we have to wear and that's what we wear. And I put that on there. And people are like, you wear a jacket style BC? There is a bit of a judgmentalness to the equipment. I'm guilty of this too. I'll admit. When I'm looking for a buddy, I want to see what gear they're wearing because it's not a perfect indicator, but it's a good indicator of where they are on their diving journey. Just like the dive log itself, where you can see who's coming at you, the gear really is the secret way to really know what's going on.
It's true. Indicator. It's also a good way when you're checking out your buddy's gear to like learn about new gear and find out about brands you didn't know. And instead of them having to do all the work to send it to you to go get, you can just go to their profile and check it out.
You can list all that on there. So anybody right now can go and see what gear that I have listed on there. And, you know, there's different gear for different things. It allows you to list everything you're wearing and then multiple options, too, because we don't always wear same fins for free diving or warm water diving that would with booties and cold water diving, for example.
Maybe you forgot something. Maybe you're renting gear. Just like when I went and dove with you at Epcot in the aquarium, I couldn't wear any of my own gear. So I have to wear what they needed to protect the animals, maintain their protocols. So I listed that gear in my dive log versus what I normally would wear. So it allows you to pull from what you've listed from your profile or list your rental gear, but it's a great tool to look back at. And everyone else can see it too. When they look at your dive log, they'll be able to see what gear did you list for that dive.
Honestly, I mean, it goes back to this is probably the most fun thing to go and creep on someone's profile, their gear. What are they wearing? You know, so
when I see a wetsuit or I see a mask or fins that I think are so cool or they look cool, maybe I'm not like super close with that buddy person to person, but I can look at their dive log. I can see exactly what those fins are, and I can maybe even go to their profile and click the shop now button.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said a shop now button. What's that?
We're here to support everyone. So you're able to insert your own URL link directing it to whichever shop you prefer for people to purchase from. And if that's directed and connected to you and that business or your dive shop, it's possible.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Is there anything like, do you have to do something? This is not canned questions. I'm genuinely asking this. Is there anything you have to do special to get that? Is there a certain level? Do you have to, or can anyone do it?
We have two ways of adding gear. We have sponsored gear and we just have regular gear. Anyone can add any of their gear at any time, list as much stuff as they want. And with that, there is the option when you click owned gear, when you add your own gear, and you can probably pull a screenshot up from this later, everybody has the option to fill in these pieces. And then you have this toggle button that says promote. And when you click on that, it allows you to add the link. So truly, anyone can add their gear and list it fully. There is no like barrier. And then for the people who are Buddy Explorers who are activated that month, we actually have brands that are sponsoring gear every single month that we're giving to our explorers for them to list in their profiles and review. You'll see some people have sponsored gear and some people can just list any of their gear. But everybody has the opportunity to list and link their gear.
You know, I keep saying this, but where the hell was this back in 2012 and 13 when I was trying to get my stuff off the ground? Like, Jesus Christ. That would have been so helpful.
Few shops having all of their team members list to their retail store to purchase from. We have a few people listing to their own, like, Amazon affiliate link shops. We have a few people working with brands like Stream to See, you'll see coming up, listening to them and letting everybody utilize this for their benefit.
I'm just kind of a little bitter that this wasn't around back then. That would have been, especially going from me, 2009 to 2012, starting as an independent, opening the shop. Really, my big motivator to open the shop, I was doing very well with the independent and I had the marina classroom. I was missing out on all the equipment sales, which was more money than I was making teaching and everything. And they'd all go to the other competitor and I'd spend a week teaching everybody and taking them around. And then they'd go and spend 30 minutes in his shop and he'd make five times as much as I did. And I did all the dirty work. And it was like, you know, it's work being out there and dealing with everything. So that dude's in his shop just being like, here's this, here's that. I'm like, yeah. Having this for independent instructors, I feel like is kind of a game changer, particularly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like they can link, because every independent instructor should have at least one good dive shop with a good relationship. I've said that 1,000 times. And this allows them to link up without always having to be there or bring people in physically. That's hard to line up. So I think this is a game changer, at least especially for independents and that relationship. Of course, for shops, I think this helps strengthen that very like crucial bond.
It's really trying to link everybody and help everybody and make everybody money and also recommend the right gear to people. Again, like you said, it's really hard to recommend gear because it's so personal. So we can list what we like the best, what our shop is selling, but it's really about that person being able to look across the board and see what all different people are using for different types of diving and go and check it out or purchase it online and see for themselves.
This is something that was missing in the economics of the dive industry and the acquisition of gear. And going back to what you just said, gear is so personal. You know, me and Mike, the other co-host on here, we go at each other all the time, make fun of each other, because we wear different stuff and we're doing the same dive. And so that just goes to show you, I think people feel very overwhelmed when it comes to the gear acquisition.
It is overwhelming. That's why I didn't touch it for a long time. But it is daunting. You know, and that's why it's actually really nice to creep on people's profiles and see what kind of gear they have. There's not just like one brand that you're going to find that's like suitable to you. Like They all have wonderful gear that for different types of things. I have my favorites, of course. You can obviously see them back here.
So we can creep on your profile and figure out what that is.
Yes. And there's also smaller things. You have your big pieces of gear like computers, but you also have your gloves. And you also have, oh my gosh, by the way, this is one of my favorite pieces. I'm not...
The Dive Volk.
This is my own personal like favorite is the Dive Volk case. I just saw you did like a video on that actually.
Yeah, they sent me one. I don't want to get off topic here, but that is something we should add a long time ago because people forget about the task loading with diving and all. Nobody wants to sync up their Bluetooth and change the setting and it never freaking works. Like
exactly. I mean, I love my GoPro. I love all that stuff. It's listed in my profile too. But this Divefold case, being able to pop my phone into it and then literally take everything on there and log my dive immediately and share my photos immediately, awesome. So awesome. I love it.
Everybody needs to remember to go and either fill out the gear section or, even better, creep on everyone else's.
It's really fun. You'll start to see more and more people with sponsored gear. We'll learn more about that as New Year comes. You guys will see, which showcase a little more visuals and a little more descriptions and allow you to have reviews and things like that. Right now, you're just listing it and linking it.
Who does this help? Does this hurt anyone, I guess? Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to be real quick. If you want to support this channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. Info's in the description. You can get the blue shirts, the red hat, the vinyl holographic tank stickers that everybody seems to love, and of course, the autographed children's books that come directly from me. And back to the show.
This is for us, the divers, the people who are not exclusive to one brand and to one type of gear. So this is made for the users, made for the divers to be able to list everything for themselves. The manufacturers and the brands, it's up to them if they find it to be beneficial or not to be cast into the pool of all the other brands or what they might consider to be their competitors or their likely industry friends.
Well, I think if they're smart, in my opinion, and I know some of them listen to this podcast, what I've seen in trends is everybody's connecting with everything now. So being exclusively with one thing, there are perks in a local dive shop setting and so on, but I think they're getting it for the most part. Like an interview I had a couple weeks ago with Ed Rasmussen with Scuba Pro.
His account is hilarious.
Oh my God, he's a piece of work. Oh no, he's a good guy too.
So funny.
Yeah, just a good human being. He was just saying, like, hey, I've had talks with the manufacturers that are all like, everything head to toe, don't show the pit. And he's like, no, hey, if they're wearing our gloves, let's talk about why they're wearing our gloves and everything. And I think it just, everything is getting interconnected where everyone's aware of everything now. You can't really keep people in their little compartments anymore. So I think the smart ones seem to be getting it and getting ahead of that. Unless, of course, your Mark at XS Scuba, his stuff is on everything anyways.
Just like me, I don't wear just one thing because one thing isn't going to be suitable for every single activity of diving that I'm doing and preferences to my face and my body and where I'm going in the world. So it's really a benefit to be seen with all the other industry brands from our perspective because I wear my Spacefish Army stuff and my Fourth Element stuff to go snorkeling or to do a warm water dive, sometimes not even diving. Sometimes I'm using two computers, one Garmin and one Scuba Pro. You know, it's really like it's really hard to be exclusive. And then there's other brands that maybe people don't know about, like my Argos gloves. I found them at Westside Dive and Tackle. These are like my go-to gloves. I'm going to wear these. I love these, you know? So it should be that way when it comes to even like the luggage that I use, like my Pelican case or my Yeti bag. Oh, but I did, of course. You know, I'm just branding like everything I possibly can with my.
I know it's fun. It's fun.
Collectively, like we all love talking about it. You know, we all love sharing our new favorite things.
As we're talking here in real time, as you know, I like to do these kind of organically. My wheels have been turning about the question, like, who does this help or hurt the most? It obviously helps the consumer because it takes away the barrier for them. Like we were talking in the beginning, people are overwhelmed. They don't know what, that's why they're constantly asking, what are you wearing? What do you wear? What do you recommend? What happens if you're overwhelmed and you're not sure and there's too many choices? You just kind of go, and you don't buy anything. We've seen that happen at a grocery store or wherever. There's too many choices. Whereas here, you can go on, you can see what someone's wearing. You know what? I can buy that right there. I think that click ability Yeah, it helps the consumer. Yeah, it helps the retailer. But the manufacturer, even though it's not all their stuff anymore, more people are buying gear.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, of course.
Will buy gear.
Fingertips, they can. And, you know, you can look at a million Amazon reviews, but what's great is looking at somebody's dive profile and seeing what kind of diving are they doing? Who are they? What kind of certifications do they have? What gear are they listing? So it's just almost like another filter, like for you to be able to decide and make your choice on what you want.
It's a deeper creeper.
Deeper creeper. Oh my God, that's so deep, funny. Yeah. I love that.
It allows you to creep deeper. An extra layer. I think it's good. I think it's a win. In 1 minute or less, walk me through this gear feature and who can do what with it.
Gear feature.
No pressure.
So on your profile page, you have your gallery and you have your socials, but there's a gear section and you're able to add all of your gear, what brand it is, and you can even add an affiliate or like a URL shop now link to it to allow people to shop from your profile. So everyone can list all of their gear. It's viewable by anybody, can include everything that you own. And then when you're adding your dive logs, you're able to select from your own personal gear, what you wore on that dive, or say you're like renting gear, you forgot something, you can list what you got from that shop or what you used at that time. So really in 60 seconds, you can list and link all of your gear so everybody can see it. And you can add now all of your gear to your dive logs too.
Awesome. I love that. And how does this help the dive shop? Because I know the dive shop's really the entry point into this entire world.
So this helps the shop and the instructor simply because, say, if you're the shop, you have your entire team who is most likely wearing the gear that you have at that shop. And customers are always asking them. And all of these team members can list all of their gear linking directly to your shop to purchase from. So as a shop owner, you can have every single team member of yours listing your gear in their profile and linking it in their dive logs and being able to link your dive shop too.
Fantastic. So this is a win for dive shops. This is a win for independent instructors, especially when they're affiliating with a dive shop or with a brand. And then finally, it's a win for recreational divers because they can go and creep instead of being lost in space with trying to figure out where to start. They can see what their instructors are wearing and people that they like or people they're fans of. You know, Scuba Ellie, Scuba Danny, Fully Submerged. They can go and see.
It's a win-win amongst everyone, of course. Like, you know, I made it, so that's what I think.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I think it's a good feature. That's a problem that needed to be addressed. I'll be honest with you, I get asked so much, being able to defer them there is a really nice thing. It's life support and it is our access point to, we do not dive without the equipment.
We are a startup, you know, and we have this awesome app, but we're slowly building and making it better always. You know, gear is a new thing. We are adding as much of the categories or as many of the categories for gear as possible. So I realize we don't have everything listed yet, but in the user feedback section in the settings of your profile, you can ask us, please, can you list this category of hoods or of gloves? Or can you please add this brand, etc.? We will do that. We will get to it. We're building it out. There's a lot to the gear, but it's growing. And we know there's some stuff that's missing. So please just add it to the feedback and we'll be sure to update it as best that we can.
I'm doing your job for you here. This app is continuously getting better. You have a lot of stuff in store. You let me sneak peek that stuff sometimes. And I will say this is just getting started.
And we're coming out with even more cool stuff next year that everybody asked us to do. So we are doing it.
Can't wait. And that's gear. People on the Buddy profile, go on there and you can creep what everybody is wearing, including me, including you.
Yes, you can look.
All right, so we can creep deeper.
Yeah. Deeper creeper.
Deeper's creepers.
I feel like that's like, you know, maybe going to be Kenny's or Merken. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Kenny and Merken, that's great.
Yeah, great for you, not for me.
Oh, man.
All right, Alexis, thanks so much. Can't wait till the next one.
Yep, talk soon.
All right, bye. I said at the end I'd give you my personal opinion on a controversial topic, and this time I'm actually going to invite Alexis to jump in on this because this is a good one, and she actually doesn't know yet what I'm about to ask, and so here it is. How do you feel about shops that require their employees to dress head to toe with everything they sell?
You know, there's two sides to every story, from the diver themselves kind of sucks because, like, maybe I don't like that mask and it doesn't fit me super well. But from the shop, I can see why, because you want people to buy your gear and you want all the people on your boat and your customers to see your employees wearing that gear. So when they ask that question, they can go and buy it. So from like the shop owner, I understand why, but from like the dive professional, I kind of feel like there should be some flexibility there, especially like when it comes to mask and wetsuit. I would say the wetsuit and the mask are like so personal fit. I'm not a dive shop owner, so that's my opinion.
That's absolutely a good answer. I'm not anymore. I used to be, and that was a requirement, but I understand the point of view of like having to have stuff. So what I would do, this is where building relationships matter. There was something they absolutely wanted or needed or that was popular, I would go and buy those from them, and we worked out a deal because I had things they didn't want, and have them so that they could still do it and keep a few of that exact item, maybe in a few colors, on the shelf, even though it wasn't our line. There is a way to make everybody happy. You're right, though. There's kind of a little bit on both sides. Because to be honest with you, your retail sales is really what supports the shop.
It is, which is why I can see where they need that. But as the diver, it's like, well, I hope you carry good stuff then.
Exactly. Well, and that's the other thing. That puts it on the shop to make sure they have a good selection and a good variety. Most of your masks, the majority, are made by multiple lines just under different brands with different colors and different badges. They come from the same factory. A keen eye can usually find another brand that makes the same mask.
These three I wear. Totally different. Got this one and got this one. You can't tell me, you know.
Those all look like the same frames.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's like you can see the structure is very similar.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for participating in that. You were not obliged, but I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so, okay, cool. Now I'll turn it off. Thanks, Alexis. Appreciate that.
Of course.